الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him in His highness. He is the owner of the dominion of the universe and the owner of the Day of Judgment. He has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the best path, His path. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the seal, the final of His messengers and prophets. He has told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the souls of the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about the great blessing of fasting as it strengthens the body and the soul. We remember that and these special meetings every year when we just embarking to fast Ramadan, inshallah, starting maybe most likely on Monday. So, fasting is ibadah, a way of worship. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so many ways, but five pillars of Islam: the proclamation of faith, the prayer, paying zakah, fasting, and the hajj. So it's one of the five major ways of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's special. It's coming from Allah al-khayr. Allah, one of the good names of Allah, praise to Him, is khayr, goodness. Out of goodness, He prescribed this to us. And also another name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-bar, the kind, out of kindness that He prescribed fasting for us. For people who don't know about Islam, they may wonder, how can He be kind and good? Then He would prescribe fasting, which is like starving people. That's for the ignorant who doesn't know. Fasting is all benefits for the human body and the human soul. And that's the topic of my khutbah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, that's chapter 5, verse 3, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممتم عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This is in حجة الوداع. This is the farewell pilgrimage address of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying to the Ummah and to humanity really. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse, today I have perfected your religion for you. Akmaltu from al-kamal, perfection. My emphasis today or focus is about fasting as perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, today I have perfected your religion for you and I finalized my favor on you. It's a favor. And I am content that Islam is your religion. And in verse, famous verse, or two verses from Al-Dhariyat, Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51 of the Holy Quran, verses 56 and 57, يقول عز وجل وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. I have not created humans and jinn for any other reason than to worship me. And I want to link it also to fasting. So he has created us to worship him. One of the ways of worship is fasting. But when you think about it, it's really for us, for our benefit. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you worship me by being good to yourself, by being good to your family, by being good to your community and the world. Then in the second ayah, he says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. I don't want from humans any risk, any sustenance, or I don't want any food from them. It's just to worship me. These ways, like I mentioned, fasting is for you. It's not for him, he says. He's al-ghani. He is the rich. He doesn't need anybody. But he rejoices. He is happy when his creation, us, are obeying him. And we know what's good for us this way. And in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 37, يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. This is Allah is speaking about the sacrificial animals in Al-Hajj when pilgrims sacrifice an animal to feed the poor. He says Allah is not getting anything from the flesh, the meat, or from the blood of the animal. But he gets your piety. He gets your righteousness. He gets your obedience to him, that you feed each other. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, this is chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 110, يقول عز وجل وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you do, it's for yourselves. So here, we're talking about fasting. It's khair, it's good, it's goodness. But guess what? It's for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard it for you also. And finally, in this context, why we are fasting, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 7, يقول عز وجل إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم. If you do good, it's for yourselves. You're not doing for him. Your intention is for him, but he doesn't need that. You need that. So, fasting, as-siyam, has been ordained, decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, the believers before us. Whenever people after the creation and they were on earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, out of his love to his creation, he decided fasting is good for you guys, for humans. And therefore he prescribed it to the ones even before us, but in different degrees. They may eat, for example, vegetables, but not meat, for example, or days, but not like a full month, systematically, every day, from dawn until the sunset. This is systematic. 1 month a year. In order, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, I have perfected your religion. He's talking to humanity. This religion of Islam has been perfected. How? 1 month of fasting. And you don't eat anything, you don't drink anything during the day. until the sun sets. This is the perfection here, systematic way of fasting. Medical doctors tell us that it benefits a lot of cases, that if you are fasting, it benefits you. Among some of the benefits, it gives a break to the digestive system. You are eating several hours a day, all the year. It's time for the stomach and the intestine and other organs to have a break. It's great for the body. Also, the body gets rid of the toxins and the weak cells. In the second half of the day, when we are really angry, and the food, the nutrients in the body is in less quantity than usual, then the body wisdom decides to give the nutrients to the good cells, ignoring the bad cells, the weak cells. And consequently, the body is getting rid of the weak cells. This is research. Also, it's a strong will. I can't wait to wake up, so I go and drink my coffee and have my breakfast and the routine every day, or the lunch in this time. This is like the body is controlling you. Fasting in Ramadan is an opportunity for the self to be in control of the body. And that's a strength, that's a spiritual strength. Also, no matter how much you preach people to be good to the needy who have little food, they would not understand what it means for a person to be hungry until you fast. And when you fast, you're hungry, you know how it feels. And therefore, Muslims are most generous really in Ramadan all over the world throughout history. It really brings you down to earth to feeling for brothers and sisters who are less fortunate. Of course, it's the biggest one is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and waiting for His rewards. Here, being happy and healthy with peace of mind, and there in the hereafter, inshallah, with His rewards. Like He said in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, verse 35. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ He's counting categories of the believers that He would reward. He says, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا They are going to be forgiven and given great rewards. Among the categories, الصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ The male fasting people and the female fasting people. Usually in the English language, there is no difference between male and female in the language. In the Arabic language, there is a specific. You can address a person in a female, a feminine form or masculine form. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally is using that to assure both men and women that they will have for His forgiveness and His great rewards. In one of the hadiths, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this topic, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants His creation, wants us to be strong in will and in body. And therefore the famous hadith says, and it's narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, and he said, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us, believers, to be strong. But also, He's kind to the ones who are weak. And weakness and strength is both body and soul, as I mentioned earlier. Fasting is not just abstaining from food and drinks and pleasures of life, like sexual intercourse. It's also stopping the bad talk. Fasting means you also, the tongue is fasting. So no lies, of course all the year should be no lies, but particularly in Ramadan. No falsehoods. You are asked about something, you must tell the truth. You cannot be telling falsehoods. And no disputes. And if somebody tries to provoke you, you say, I am fasting. That's a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. And in another hadith, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. If anybody does not stop talking in a bad way, then Allah doesn't need him to abstain from food and drinks. So you have to abstain also from saying anything wrong or bad. And we have an ayah in the Holy Quran about fasting, meaning the tongue should be fasting also. This is from Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 26. Allah, praise to Him, says, فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا فَإِمَّا تَرَيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. This is Mary, Maryam, the son of Jesus. Peace be upon both of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling her, don't worry, go to your people, show your son. And tell them, if they ask you, don't talk. Say, I have pledged to God, the Beneficent, fasting. That I am not, of course, she is gesturing to them. And today I'm not going to speak to any human. So speaking here, abstaining from speaking, is also fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our fast as best as we wish it to be, so we can benefit from the lessons and the great favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed in humanity. And ask Him, He's very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Some of the teachings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام we remember every Ramadan, telling us to expedite the iftar, the breaking the fast. We should eat it as fast as we can. And he said in that famous hadith, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. This is an ayah. This is Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him, says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Eat and drink, but don't be exaggerating what you are doing, whether it is food or drinks, because Allah doesn't like those who are doing it extremely, too far. And the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر. People would be in a good shape as long as they quicken the iftar, the breaking the fast, meaning we don't delay it much. I know when we pray in group, collective prayers, we have to break the fast by water and some dates or anything before we even pray Maghrib. And in Ramadan, the night of the fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger wanted us to recite the Holy Quran. And of course, recitation with understanding also. Recitation in itself is great, but recitation with understanding is even greater. And the hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet ﷺ would meet Jibreel every Ramadan, Jibreel, peace be to him, and he would teach him the Quran, and they would review together. And at that time, this is Quran being recited. We do that, inshallah, as Taraweeh. And we do it, recitation of the Holy Quran, and listening to the Imam reciting. And if we do, there is a break, and we talk about some of the ayats, about the meaning. So it's part, if we do it right, it's really, inshallah, will be considered as what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger told us to do. In a famous hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever does the fasting in Ramadan as it should be, then he or she stands for prayers at night for no other reason except being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has pledged, promised that He would forgive him or her from their sins. Concerning as-suhoor, there is a hadith about as-suhoor, and he said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. Eat the suhoor meal. That's the meal before the dawn prayer. It is blessed. And my interpretation of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger want us to be strong during the day by having enough nutrients in the body so we can do our job as we do it in all months of the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fast this Ramadan and every Ramadan as best as we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and our families and our children in particular. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to stand in the night of Ramadan in Taraweeh as best as we can. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تعقلون. وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاح، على الفلاح، قامت الصلاة، قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah.
لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا لك الحمد.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.